Praise God, it's good to be here again and talk about listening sermons and stuff. I mean, in this church, you know, I mean, we get more sermons than any other churches. Yeah. I mean, Ray was sharing about urgency, having that urgency to reach out to people. And John was sharing about the love of God. I mean, and that was brilliant, you know, because God's love is like mother's love. It's like mother's love. It's like mother's and father's love combined together. God has the attitude of a father and a heart of a mother. That's what it is, you know, and it was brilliant as well. And Gray sharing, you know, about supremacy of Christ and the greatness of God and everything. It's just brilliant. And I just want to share a few stuff that God challenged me over the last few days as well. And that's the thing I like about God, you know. He's never done with you. He's always on the go with you. He's changing you. He's molding you. He's making you. Do you know? And we're all in process. And I just want to... have you got time, have you? Praise God. So I'll just preach then. No, I'll be mindful. The main thing that God challenged me about was about my life. What is a Christian? That was a very question that popped in my head. What is a Christian? Is Christian a person who just goes to church and who just tithes to the church and a person who does good to other people and a person who sort of prays every day, worships the Lord every day? What is a Christian? Do you know, and I believe that Christian is a person who totally relies and depends on God for everything. Do you know, and we look at Adam and Eve in the creation, in the beginning of the world. When God made Adam, Adam was meant to be dependent upon God. So whatever Adam done, he had to sort of depend upon God. But God saw that Adam was lonely and he made Eve. So Eve could be dependent on Adam and Adam can stay dependent on God. See how it works? God, Adam and Eve. So it was always meant to be that dependency upon one another. So, and you see, the fall, we talk about the fall, and I believe the main reason of fall was independency. That's the main reason of fall was, because when Eve was tempted, I really do believe that Adam wasn't there. Eve made that decision on her own, and it was never meant to be like that. Eve had to go to Adam, and they had to discuss and have that dependency upon one another, and go to God and have that full dependency. But there wasn't that dependency there. There was that disconnection with God and Adam and Eve. So Eve chose to make that own decision. And she ended up taking that bite of the apple. And she gave it to Adam. And because Adam saw Eve eating it, he thought that it was all right as well. So he ate that apple as well. And that was the very thing that challenged me. You know, when I see other people falling into sin, what do I do? Do I go around them and do I comfort them? And do I... Or do I confront them? Or do I just be a part of their sin and tell them that it's all right? Do you know, that's the very thing, like, that's wrong with us. We tend to sort of, we want to do our own thing and we want to live a life of independency, relying on our own strength, relying on our own understanding. And I was looking at John 21, you know, and... it's about the story of Peter, when Peter denies God and when Peter is sort of full of guilt and shame after everything that happened to Jesus. Jesus was crucified before that and he must have felt real guilt and shame within him, you know, and what does he do? He goes back to doing the same thing, fishing. And as he's fishing with his mates, he sees Jesus on the shore and what does he do? First thing he does, he gets a cloth and he just wraps himself and jumps on the water. So what was he doing? Rather than just jumping on the water straight away, he grabs the cloth and covers himself and jumps on the water. That's what we do. Whenever we sort of sin or anything, we try to cover our sins with sort of different stuff, you know, and that's challenged me big time. What do I do whenever I sin? What do I do whenever I have sinful thoughts? Do I try to cover it with other stuff or do I just go to God? It says in the Word of God, approach to God's throne boldly. Do you know, approaching to God from broadly. Condemnation makes us depart away from God, but conviction makes us run towards God. Do you know, and I want to be a man of conviction. But that wasn't the thing I was trying to share. I've got different. Yeah, I'm just getting carried away. In Matthew 8, it says, I just want to read this passage of scripture. Matthew 8, verse 5, and he says, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, a centurion came to him, asking for help. Lord, he said, my servant lies at home paralyzed, suffering terribly. Jesus said to him, shall I come and heal him? The centurion replied, Lord, I do not deserve to have you come under my roof, but just say the word and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one, go, and he goes, and that one, come, and he comes. I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. When Jesus heard this, he was amazed and said to those following him, truly I tell you, I have not found anyone in Israel with such great faith. I say to you that many will come from the east and the west and will take places at the feast with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the subjects of the kingdom will be thrown outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. But Jesus said to the centurion, go, let it be done, just as how you believed it would be. And his servant was healed at that very moment. See, we've got this thing in us, right? Whenever we pray something, we've got that doubt in us. Like I shared with you guys this week, last week, about having that doubt. And in a way that really challenged me, I was doing my personal devotions today and something just clicked me, you know. What sort of mentality do I have when I'm praying and when I'm coming to church? You know, whenever I come to church, do I take every service as the day of visitation from the Lord himself? When I come to church, do I come to church with the heart saying, God, today I want to have that touch from you, God. Today I want to receive what you've got for me. What do I have? What can I bring to the altar of God? Amen. Offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, says the word of God, as a living sacrifice. So what can I bring to the church to offer God? Amen. I've got absolutely nothing. I can't offer money. God's not interested in what we've got. He's interested in our worship and in our praise. That's the very thing that he's looking for. And you know, and I want to have that mentality. This is my day mentality, you know. And I want to have that boldness like David, you know, because if we look at the psalm, like every time David had that today mentality, today, every psalm we see, he goes on saying today, 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 you know. And I want to have that. But whenever I come to church, I don't want to be like, God, do you know, if it's not going to happen today, it's not going to happen, but I'm going to wait. I don't want that. I'm like, God, when I come to church today, I want to have that touch from you. And I'm going to go for it and nothing's going to stop me. Do you know, and even this Roman centurion, see, when he went to Jesus and he asked for the healing for his servant, he could have just waited and walked home with Jesus, but he didn't. He said, Jesus, just speak the word for me and my servant will be healed. Yeah. Taking Jesus at his very word. Jesus. He believed the word of God and he knew that one word from Jesus can change everything. He knew that today was the day of his visitation. Yeah. He knew that. And I want that for my life. As whenever I pray, whenever I go to church, I want to be that day where the Lord visits me. I want to be that day where I'm going to get healed. I want to be that day where I experience true freedom. And it's a process. And every time we come in church, every time we're getting focused on the Word of God, something's happening. We don't see it. We don't feel it. But it's not about feeling it. It's all about knowing it. If I had to go with my feelings, I couldn't even get out of my bed in the morning. I couldn't. That's why I refuse to go with my feelings. And I truly believe and I know that I'm loved and I'm accepted. And that's why I want us to have us for church, you know, really knowing that we're loved and really knowing that the God has wonderful plans and purpose for our lives. Yes. Do you know, and that's what it's all about. I can just go on and on and on, but I want to share a few different thoughts as well. So each one of us, there can be a big call of God in our lives, but yet our hearts can still be so far away from God. Let me say that again. There can be big call in our lives and anointing in our lives, yet we may be so far away from God's heart. See, I want to be a man, a truly follows God's own heart. Sometimes I can come to church and sometimes I can pray, I can read Bible and everything, and all of that can easily become a task for me. And I don't want it to become a task. I choose to read the Word of God because I love Him. I choose to worship Him because I love Him. I choose to reach out to people because I want others to know the love of God. See, out of love comes work for God. See, I've got my little nephew, and every time I'm working in-house or doing something, he just comes to me and he wants to help me. Even though he's not capable of doing it, but he still wants to help me. And that's the same with God. I don't want to serve God because I have to serve God. I want to serve God because I love Him that much that I want to follow Him. I want to do His will. Do you know? And like the story of prodigal son. See, I've heard many sermons and many preachers preaching about prodigal son, and most of the time they always relate the prodigal son as alcoholic, this and the other. But I relate the prodigal son as a backslidden Christian. He was a backslidden Christian. He was in his father's house. He was serving his father. But even though he was in the father's house and he was serving the father, his heart was far away from God's heart. His heart was far away from father's heart. He didn't believe that what his father had was truly his. And that really challenges me. Do I really believe the word of God? That really challenged me big time. Because I tend to worship and I just go for it. And sometimes it can become a performance. It can become a performance. And God's really challenged me in that area of my life. Do you know? In the prodigal son didn't realize that what the father has was his. And I want to ask church today, that do we really believe what God has is ours? Do we really believe that? Is everything becoming a task? Or are we doing it because we love Him that much? That we can't help but worship Him? That we can't help but pray to Him? Do you know, God is more interested in our heart service than our lip service. I can pray to God all day long, shout out and everything, but if my heart is not connected with God's heart, sorry to say this, but that prayer is meaningless. Because it can become performance-based prayer. It can become a performance-based worship. I don't know if it's too heavy, but this is what God's challenged me, you know, and it's really, yeah. And that's the way how God works. He molds you, challenges you. And that's the thing I like about God as well, because you're never going to be perfect, and you're never going to get there. Do you know, and it's a making process, it's a breaking process, it's a changing process. But in that process, it's all done out of love. Do you know, you feel God's love and you feel like you're getting strengthened every day, every night. And that's the thing I want to ask you guys today. Do you love Him? Is all of this becoming a task? Or are we doing this out of love for God? I love to worship God because I love Him. I'm not well today. I'm very poorly, my throat and everything. Even every time I was singing, my voice is breaking down. But still, I worship Him because I love to worship Him. I praise Him because I love to praise Him, because I love to talk to Him. I don't read my Bible because I have to. I read my Bible because I want to. I'll be honest, like, God's not interested in how much we fast, how many times we pray a day, how many times we read our Bibles. He just loves us. He is willing, you know, but it's up to us. Are we willing?
Yes.
Are we willing to love Him?
Yes.
You know, and that's the very thing. That's the very thing that God's challenged me. Am I doing everything what I'm doing out of love for God, or is it becoming a task? Are we worshiping God because we love Him, or are we worshiping God because it's becoming a task, and we see everyone in church worshiping God and we're just getting confirmed by church and not by the love of God? So that's the very thing I wanted to share, and thank you very much for all your prayers for me, Gino, and it's great. And please do pray from my throat, because we're recording our next album next week, and I'll be singing, and I wouldn't be able to sing if I got a throat like this, you know. And praise God. We just recorded our first ever music video last week for 14 challenge, the evidence. And praise God, who would have thought I'd be playing guitar for a band and recording a music video? Well, it's all God, you know, and we give him all the glory for this beautiful day, amen. And it's great, and we've got reason to rejoice, haven't we? We have. Think about it. Every time I don't feel like doing it, I just remind myself of who I was and what I was and what he has done for me. Do you know, one bad day with God is far much more better than one bad day without God. Oof, I can't imagine my life without God. Tell you what, 3 years ago, I was horrible, a mess, a broken mess. But here I am, you know, every time I go to my bed, I've just got that peace in me. And it's only through God, nothing else. Tried it all. Do you know, and we've got that void in us, and we try filling that void with different other things, drugs, relationships, cars, houses, big technologies and stuff, do you know, iPod, musical instruments here and the other. But nothing seems to truly fill that void except Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. See, my heart, the void that was in my heart is now completely filled only through the love of Jesus Christ. Do you know, and that's why I love him so much. Because he's worthy to be praised. Yes. And I'm so grateful and thankful for what he's done for us. Aren't we grateful today? Amen, amen, amen. Praise God. Thank you very much for having me. Thank you. Amen.